I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Hundreds of thousands of Texans are finding it difficult to stay up to date on their rent payments as they recover from the economic distress caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Women of color were hit particularly hard by the pandemic's economic fallout. More than 1 in 6 Latinas reported that they were behind on rent at the beginning of the summer, according to a National Women's Law Center analysis of the Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey. Local and state rental assistance programs will be the last line of defense for families facing eviction after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention eviction moratorium expires Saturday, July 31st. Thousands of evictions that were paused during the moratorium will soon be back on the dockets. While the federal ban was implemented to slow the spread of COVID-19, it's expiring as the share of Texans testing positive for the coronavirus climbs statewide with the rise of the Delta variant. Visit texastribune.org to watch a documentary short film as we follow a Houston organizer as she helps families navigate a local rent relief program to arm renters with information and resources they need to divert evictions before they start. On Wednesday, about 100 people began a 27-mile march beginning in Georgetown, Texas, and ending at the State Capitol building in Austin. The purpose behind the trek, organized by the Poor People's Campaign, is to build pressure on Congress, particularly the U.S. Senate, to pass sweeping federal legislation that would boost or safeguard access to voting and preempt much of the contentious voting bill that the Texas legislature is expected to pass. Over the next few days, the march will proceed to various places of worship along the way. Marching groups are supposed to rotate out after a few hours of walking. The march will culminate in a Saturday morning rally at the Texas Capitol. Organizers say the march draws inspiration from the historic Selma to Montgomery marches that played a crucial role in the passage of the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965 to shore up the right to vote for Black Americans. For months, as GOP-controlled legislatures across the country moved to enact new restrictions on casting a ballot, voting rights advocates have called on democratically controlled Congress and President Joe Biden to push through federal legislation that would stem that tide. Their goal rests on 2 federal bills that would restore protections for voters of color, previously contained in the Voting Rights Act, which has been whittled down by U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and set new federal standards for elections to widen access to the ballot box. But it still remains uncertain that the legislation will make it to a vote in the U.S. Senate, where Democrats, who hold half the seats in the chamber, haven't been able to overcome the filibuster's 60-vote requirement. Join us for the Texas Tribune Festival, taking place virtually September 20th through the 23rd, and in person in Austin September 24th and 25th. This year's speaker lineup delivers a diversity of experience and political ideologies. Newly announced TribFest speakers include Chris Matthews, author, journalist, and former host of Hardball, Renu Kator, Chancellor of the University of Houston System and President of the University of Houston, Dade Phelan, Speaker of the Texas House and Republican State Representative from Beaumont, Catherine Hayhoe, Chief Science Officer of the Nature Conservancy, and many more. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the Texas Farm Bureau. Considering running a political campaign but not sure where to begin? Texas Farm Bureau's campaign seminar can help. Register by August 30th. More information at txfb.us/campseminardetails.